Hi, Duchess. Today is the 28th of March, 1971, and I've just finished seeing the picture Airport. It was very, very good. It really was. We don't get too many good pictures, but every once in a while, one comes along. Anyway, it was excellent. It was an all-star cast. Dean Martin. It was about an airline, an airport, really, and some of the problems involved with pilots and stewardesses and passengers and management of running an airport. Anyway, it was excellent. And Van Heflin was in it. A lot of stars. Helen Hayes was in it. She played an excellent role. Very good. It was very dramatic and yet comical at the same time. Anyway, it's very, very good. A lot of the pictures are very kooky. Oh, some of them are real weird. We have a movie almost every night here, and I try to catch a couple a week when I'm here. I just want to run this back, see if it's coming across. Just a second. Coming over loud and clear. Good. Okay, I had a letter from you today. It may have come yesterday, but I didn't go to work yesterday or today. Today was Sunday, and so it was my normal day off. And then I didn't go in yesterday because I had put in a lot of hours this week. And we get, we get paid for about 50 hours a week. And I had put in well over that already, so I just didn't bother going in yesterday, which was probably the first Saturday, full Saturday, I have had off in a long time, with the exception of my R&Rs. Anyway, it was good to have 2 days off. And so one of the girls, there is just one other girl at the office, and she brought the letter home to me, so that was kind of nice. Let's see. This has been kind of an extremely busy week. Very frustrating, too. Monday, well, since I talked with you last, which was on the 19th, the command here, Duchess, has been very, very slow in understanding and accepting the support it must play for special services. And they have never had to deal with special services in that they were in charge. And I've been here just 2 months now, and they have been so slow in doing anything. They don't understand anything about it. And so they're going 90 miles an hour in the wrong direction, or as I always tell them, with a blindfold on. Anyway, it gets complicated and confusing to try and explain it, but the command here is trying. First they told us we were going to write a regulation on special services. Well, okay, so that Saturday, that next day after I talked to you, I worked all day that day. And then Monday I worked about 11 or 12 hours on Monday writing a regulation, Duchess, on service clubs. See, we have service clubs and crafts and libraries, entertainment, sports, etc. And I wrote about 9 pages, all of which I copied from other regs, because it's already spelled out. You know, the Army runs on regulations, Army regulations, Department of the Army, USAV regulations, supplements, and so on. Anyway, they decided they didn't like that, because John is writing them for everything. He's writing one on entertainment and one on sports and everything else. And he has been, when I say John, this is John Newcomb, our special services officer, who is so good, very young man, and very conscientious, very bright, extremely bright, one of the rare good junior officers you come across lately, in special services at least. But he's been up against the wall, and part of it is because his commander, who is Colonel Pence, he's our old AG from USAV and one from Korea that worked over me, he was in the AG section. He didn't have a heck of a lot to do with special services. But anyway, he's very ignorant about special services, and he shouldn't be. He's an AG officer. And his boss, who is the G1, is stupid. He's an idiot. And then we have the chief of staff, who's another clown. It just is amazing, Duchess. Anyway, we've been writing papers for weeks, it seems, and they still don't know what they want. They didn't like that, and then John wrote another policy statement, and they didn't like that. And we really don't know what they want. And anyway, that's been the kind of week it has been. It's been one of the worst I've ever encountered in with a supposedly a military professional staff. It really has been bad. Like at one point, I was trying to make a decision on a service club to be closed up at Quinyon because it's not being utilized with the troops being pulled out and whatnot. Anyway, I talked with Betty on it, you know, and Betty and I agreed that we recommend closing the club. And when they got wind of it, they said, UCV will not make any decisions, blah, 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 blah. Well, UCV is the highest headquarters for the Army here in Vietnam, and they were very upset about it. Well, they're not capable of making a decision because they know nothing about a service club whatsoever. And so Tuesday I had to go up to Quinyon. I went up to check on this club and talked with the commanders concerned and so forth. And I spent the night there Tuesday night, and then Wednesday I went from Quinyon to Pleiku, spent the night at Pleiku, and then from Pleiku back here to Nha Trang. And I got back on Thursday, and then Friday I spent most of the day in Cam Ranh Bay. There's a possibility of opening another club there. At least they would like one. So it's been a very hectic week in that sense. And of course, a lot of the days are long, Duchess, because I start work no later than 7:30, and several times this week I've been on the job at 7. And of course, when you're out in the field, you see the girls, and you sometimes spend the evening in the clubs or certainly chatting with them later, and they work until 9 or 10 o'clock. And so it's sometimes 12, 1 o'clock, and that makes for a very long day. So I just decided to spend the weekend in my room, which was kind of nice. Anyway, we're going to wait and see. I don't know what they're going to do about Quinyon. The colonel was really, Colonel Pence was, I think, quite surprised because I went in there, Thursday, I guess it was, and I said, "Sir, I'm completely confused anymore as to what we're doing or what we're supposed to be doing." And he said, "So am I, Anne." He says, "I don't know anything about special services," he said, "and our chief of staff knows less, and he's requesting we do all this policy writing and statement writing, and all of which he doesn't accept." It really is, unbelievable, Duchess. I told Betty, I said, "At this point, I'm ready to leave this MR2. It just has been extremely frustrating. It's because they don't want to look like idiots to a higher command, and so they want to run it, but they don't have any people, Duchess, who are experienced, except the civilians. Myself is one, and Alice Cosiano has crafts, and she's just as annoyed because they don't ask us what the problems are, but they expect written policies on how to correct things that they want to do militarily. And it just doesn't work. There has to be a liaison here between the civilians and the military, and they have not established one. And so we work in utter confusion. But all in all, it was a good week because I did get out, and I did get to, as I say, several places, and that kind of breaks it up, you know. Of course, I have a lot of paperwork to do now. I have to make all these trip reports. And I spoke with a lot of commanders. Oh, we've got all kinds of problems in all the clubs. It's nothing unusual, but my biggest gripe is that we work in our office. See, we're part of the highest headquarters in this military region, which covers 2/3 of the country. And because we're in the headquarters of I Field Force, most of our work, from their viewpoint, Duchess, consists of going from our office to the higher command, you know, that we're part of, the AG and the G1 section. And so all day long we're back and forth with command notes and letters and this and that. But the big problem is out in the field. The people, most of these people here have never ever gone out to the field to inspect or observe special services. None of them. They keep saying they will get out there, but meanwhile they're trying to write up policy to govern things in the field. Well, you can't do that if you haven't experienced these things. And of course I've been in the field more than any of them, all put together, simply because I've been here over 2 years, and simply because that's my job. And so they do idiotic things, you know, they come out with these grandiose idea kind of things on, we will do this and we will do that, and they don't know what they're talking about. It just isn't that way. And so it's a battle of trying to get some, what I feel we should be doing is helping the people in the field. That's what we're here for. We're technical advisors. And the communications is from us on up, and nothing disseminates to the people in the field. And that's bad. And they need the help because we have so many inexperienced people out there, you know. Anyway, aren't you glad I gave you a complete rundown on special services and MR2? But that's the kind of week it has been. The ride from Quinyon, I see I took a 130 from here to Quinyon. I took a chopper, a Huey chopper, from Quinyon to Pleiku. And then from Pleiku back here, I took a Beaver. I hadn't been in a Beaver in, many months. Not since I have been down in the Delta, I don't think. The ride from Quinyon to Pleiku was very exciting. I haven't been on a duster in a while. A duster, Duchess, is one of the choppers, Huey choppers, that they use for medevacing people. They call them dust-offs, and they're very skilled pilots. And I have been on them a number of times, but not recently. And they have a talent for flying about 10 feet above the ground. And it's just like riding a roller coaster. You fly very low to the ground, and we had to go over the Mangyang Pass, which is a very heavily traveled convoy road. It supplies the western coast, mainly the Pleiku area. I'm sure all of this is Greek to you, but the point is that it's the main supply route from the east to the west. And it's very interesting when the mountains are quite high, and so in the Huey you climb up the mountains, you know, still staying about 10 feet above the ground. If there's a bump in the road, the plane goes up and down. That's how close. It's really something. If you've never experienced it, it's quite a thrill. And as I said, it had been a while since I had been in a dust-off. But it was good. I was glad I got the ride. And of course, coming back in the Beaver, I enjoy that. Even though we had an awful lot of rain and fog, we were 2 hours in the air instead of the scheduled 1 hour. But anyway, they were good flights. And then on Friday when I went to Cameron, that's a beautiful sight, Duchess. That's only about a 15-minute flight from here to Cameron. It's very short, and it's gorgeous. Oh, you should see the scenery in this country. It's breathtaking. Blue, blue, green water. Beautiful mountains, not like in the Delta where there are no mountains and the water is all mud, the muddy Mekong, as I always called it. It is not true of the China Sea here on the East Coast. It's absolutely gorgeous. And then, of course, there are usually some big ships in the harbor, and it's very, very attractive. So I enjoyed that. This is almost down on one side already. I never think I can fill one of these up until I get started. Let's see, what else? Last night I was going to watch the movie On a Clear Day You Can See Forever with Barbara Streisand. I didn't get to see it at all. One of the colonels here, Jack Wagner, who is an engineer colonel, asked me to go to a naval function. This would be the Vietnamese Navy. And we have three or four Navy men here that are advisors to the counterparts, the Vietnamese counterparts. Anyway, it was a graduation ceremony for the cadets. And so I accepted the invitation. It was the first invitation.